One of the women, Swavis Faraha, says she was forced to flee Burundi with her four children because their lives were in danger. She declined to elaborate. Her husband is still there, she says, and she's worried that what she says could jeopardize his safety. With no other options, Faraha says she got a visa, quickly packed up the kids with a few clothes, and arrived in Maine last fall speaking no English, with no money and no place to go.
We come here in Maine because of their system of general assistance, because we can't go anywhere else without any money, without help, yes.
Maine is one of just a handful of states that provides GA to asylum seekers and other immigrants. Governor Paul LePage says that makes Maine an outlier at a time when resources are scarce. But advocates say the temporary assistance is a good investment in families who will eventually become productive, tax-paying citizens. And they think it's the other states that should follow Maine's lead. Testifying before the Lewiston City Council earlier this week, Robin Merrill of Maine Equal Justice Partners said the DHHS policy raises a host of legal issues.
DHHS is demanding that municipalities implement this policy that would be complicated, costly, and difficult to administer. What is more, it has not been adopted through the rulemaking process required by the Maine Administrative Procedures Act. And finally, the Attorney General has advised that this policy is unconstitutional and could thereby subject municipalities to litigation for violations of the Constitution or state and federal law.
For Faraha, the first night in Maine meant going to a family shelter in Portland, but it was full. She and the kids, ages 12 to 19, were then taken to a Motel 6, where they spent the next 2 months living together in one room. They were assigned a caseworker and got vouchers to buy food through general assistance. But at the motel, Faraha says there was no stove, no microwave, and no way to cook.
And sometimes it was really hard because the children were asking for food, real food, and it was really hard. I was thinking to go back home because I was terrified. But what I'm going to do, when you think about the security issues, you say, oh, I have to stay. I can't go home.
Caseworkers help the family find a three-bedroom apartment in Westbrook. General assistance covers the cost of their rent. And by watching donated American videos and working hard in school, the kids learned English very quickly. They say they're grateful for this new life where they feel safer than they did in Burundi and can actually sleep well at night. Ori is a sophomore.
The neighborhood is nice and not so noisy, just quiet, and you get to walk in the neighborhood safely, and everything is so nice. Yeah, I enjoy. Yeah, I'm pretty happy, yeah.
Ori, who has a gleaming white smile, plays soccer for Westbrook High School, along with his older brother Landry. He says he wants to be an engineer or a lawyer. Landry wants to be a doctor. Landry says it's a good living, and he wants to help other people. All the kids plan to stay and work in Maine.
Even though we have this aid, doesn't mean like we're going to just live on this aid and then like go home and then we can just sleep. No, even though we get this aid, we're working hard just to make our own life, like to get like to be like all others like here, like who got jobs, you know, everything like that. We're working like just to be like them.
Swavis Faraha has applied for asylum, but completing the process can take a couple of years. She's also waiting for a work permit. In Burundi, she worked for the United Nations World Food Program. Here, she volunteers as an administrative assistant for Learning Works, helping other immigrant families. She's taken classes to improve her English, to learn how to build a resume, and to fit in with Americans on the job. She says she wouldn't be where she is without the help she's received.
If you are in this situation, it is not for a long, long time. It's just a moment until we have the work permit and be able to be productive, yes. We are not here just to lose or to take their money, but soon maybe they will be proud of us.
A spokesman for DHHS declined comment for this story. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.